Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. As always, I'm your host, Luke Sicari, and joining me on the other end of the line from the pickandroll.com.au is Damien Arsanis. Damo, how are you?
Very good, mate, and it's a case of the lull before the storm, I reckon, at the moment.
Yeah, we're just chatting a bit off air about how we haven't done a podcast in a few weeks, but that's really because it's just been not that much to talk about in Australian basketball. We've had a bit of a lull, like you said, a bit of a calm before the storm. It's going to be a massive season in all the respective leagues across Australia and beyond with talent involving Australian basketball. So almost just catching our breath a little bit. It's been a big winter in terms of national team representation. So it's been nonstop. A little bit of a break now. Get on the Richmond bandwagon and then straight back into the basketball.
That's pretty much it. And look, while we say there hasn't been a lot to talk about, there's plenty to talk about around Australian hoops. There just hasn't been many topical news items recently, which is a real out of the ordinary, given how much, as you said, basketball's been going on.
Yeah, exactly right. And we'll start off with a topical news, a news story, which just happened recently, well, officially happened recently, and that's Andrew Bogut. He's officially got an NBA team for season 2017-2018, going to Los Angeles, going to the Lakers. Dame, are your initial
purple
thoughts?
And gold.
Purple, yeah, purple and gold. And gold. 1 year deal, just the vet minimum, as expected. What are your initial thoughts to the deal?
Look, for me, it was a bit of a strange one. It was out of the blue. We go, yep. Nothing we'd seen or heard about, all the rumour mill and all that, the whole sources thing. No one had really picked that he was going to end up at the Lakers. Everyone thought that Andrew Bogut's got a bit to offer as a backup, potentially on a championship contender, and it could have been a difference for a team to bring home the trophy, so to speak. But he goes to the Lakers. So, very interesting move by Mr. Bogut. Yeah. On a vet minimum, too.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned there some of the teams. I mean, the Boston Celtics seem like the most obvious option. Teams like the Timberwolves as well. And even the Cavaliers, of course, he signed from last year, broke his leg in that first game. They had some interest in him as well, which would make sense. They didn't get a clean look at him last year and had to release him just in terms of their structure of their list leading into the playoffs. But yeah, usually with guys like Bogut at his age, with his injury history, you're really chasing a ring. I know people can look at that term negatively, but at his age and where he's at in his career, to sign with a rebuilding team which has no chance at all to make the playoffs, it did seem strange. I mean, he does fit a hole in LA. You know, the Lakers don't have a real interior big man defensive presence. You know, guys like Julius Randle and whatnot and Lopez, they're not going to fit that role. So he does fit a role, but it did seem strange. You know, you wonder if the Lakers, they give him maybe 10-15 minutes a night, he builds up some continuity in his game, and then come the trade deadline, if he's worth some value, maybe they can swap him for a second round pick in the future and he goes to a contending team. So who knows? I would be surprised if he stays a Laker for the entire season. But, I mean, crazier things have happened. It did seem strange on the surface.
Well, it did. But, then when you dig a little bit and you do a little bit of digging and you think about it, Luke Walton's there as the... obviously was an assistant coach with the Warriors.
There's links there.
Bogut's familiar. Walton knows what he can bring to the team and obviously behind the scenes. And then, at the end of the day, the Lakers are still very young as well. So they've got Ball, who's a rookie, Brandon Ingram. And yes, they've got some others, and of course, Brook Lopez is there. And at the end of the day, while he might provide an offensive threat, he's certainly no defensive threat. No. That's for sure. But and then you think about free agency and how that works out now. Well, Bogut's only going to be there potentially for a year.
Yeah,
and I say potentially because, as you said, he might get traded to someone else. But think about what could happen 2018.
Yeah.
Free agency and who could end up in LA. So it'll be an interesting scenario that plays out.
No, it's a good point, just forecasting a little bit there. But hey, who knows? At least it's good. I was honestly getting a bit nervous, Damo. I thought, hang on, we're getting very close to the start of the preseason here, very close to training camp. It's getting a bit nervous for the bogeyman. I was saying, let's just hope a team comes and snatches him up. Plenty of interest and he's finally official. He will be in LA. Now, we'll just move on a little bit. Now, on the pickandroll.com.au, a lot of our NBA writers have started piecing together little season previews for the Aussie NBA players. We currently got Ben Simmons and Dante Exum up on the website. Ben Malice taking care of both stories, three things he wants to see from both players. We'll start off with Ben Simmons because I think he's the most exciting player that we are just dying. Not only in Australia, the wider NBA community is absolutely dying to watch Ben Simmons on the basketball court.
100%. And I'll just jump in for a second.
Yep.
And instead of let's going through what Ben would like to see, what do you want to see from Mr. Simmons?
I just want to see him. Well, first, I want to see him on the court. Let's just say that. I want to see him. I want to see him off the injured list. I want to see him on the court. But hey, let's not be negative here. Let's assume that he will be on the court. All signs say he will. I want to see him take. I want to see him almost not take over the offense. I want to see him run the offense like he did in UCLA. Be that 6'8", 6'9", point guard, that Magic Johnson mold. Run up and down the floor. Get teammates involved. I mean, his passing ability is unbelievable. Would like to see him develop a bit of a jump shot. We all know that's his area of weakness. You almost need a jump shot to be successful in the modern NBA. I'm sure that'll develop in over time. It's one of those abilities where you can develop a jump shot. You can't really develop game sense and intelligence. And that's kind of, you've already got that. So he's got that side of stuff. I want to see him take. I want the Sixers to say to him, here's the ball. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. You run the team. You run the offense. You did it in college at LSU, sorry. Go for it. Why not? I mean, how about you? That's what I'm looking forward to.
Look, for me, my first response was going to be, I just want to see him on the court.
Yeah.
I think it's long overdue, and we all know all about it, and it's going to be great to see him there. But for me, on top of that, I'm really interested to see how he's going to link with Fultz. I'm really looking forward to that. I personally think they complement each other. I think they'll take a bit of heat off each other as well. And, well, we've got to expect mistakes from both of these players. I think they'll complement well, and I think they'll both thrive in each other. And I'd love to think that Simmons will run the point. I think Brown's come out and said again he's going to run the point. He's going to stick with him. Love to see him average at least 5 assists per game.
Yeah. And look, the Sixers are just going to be fun. Like I said, him and Fultz, Embiid if he stays on the court, a lot of young players. Just correct myself. I think I said
Lee hasn't been cleared to play yet. So
well, exactly. So they need to get healthy in total. The Sixers. Quickly correct myself. I think I said UCLA before. Of course, LSU is where Simmons attended college. We'll move on to Dante Exum. I guess another guy you can say. Let's hope we see him on the court for a prolonged period. Not so much on the health side as well, but I want to see at least the team he's on give him a chance to prove himself over a long period and not just chop and change him in the lineup. I mean, we all know. He had issues with consistency last year in terms of his performance and minutes-wise, and they are obviously married in a way because if you're not playing consistency, you're not going to get a lot of minutes. But at the same time, if you're not getting a lot of minutes, you don't have a chance to play consistency. They go 100%. Hand in hand. Yeah.
100%. And for me, though, he needs to grab the bull by the horns. And I think we saw signs of that late last season. We saw it in summer league. He'd been given a... You're given an edict, you got to perform or you're not going to get the starting role, basically. And I think he did. With Hayward gone, he's going to find there's a bit more pressure on him this year as well. I think there's a bit of a change of dynamic. The good thing is he's got one of his best mates or mentors in Joe Ingles there as well. And I think he has to step up as well. But I think the sky's the limit with Exum. This guy's still younger than most of the rookies coming in. And people forget that because he's been around for a couple of years.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, he's older and minus 1 year development-wise with the injury, with the major knee injury. So that all has to, you have to take that into account.
So really, we should be just about, and I know it's hard to do this, but we should be just about assessing him on par with the incoming rookie class. So with that in mind, I think there's some big things in store for Exum, and I'd love, as you said, let's give him an opportunity and see what he can do. And I think without Hayward there, we might just see that this season.
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, in-depth analysis on both those guys, pickandroll.com.au, Ben Malice, two terrific write-ups. You'll see them all there. Before we finish off, Damo, some news on the broadcast side of things. You know, it's been
more good news.
It's excellent good news. We'll start off, we'll say in the NBA world, ESPN, I guess it was pretty expected, this news, but still great to hear. They are broadcasting live the free games that the NBL teams battle the NBA teams. So Tuesday, October 3rd at 12 p.m., Sydney Kings at the Utah Jazz. Monday, October 9th at 6 a.m., Melbourne United at Oklahoma City. And the 14th, the Saturday, 14th of October, 1 p.m., Brisbane Bullets at Phoenix Suns.
100%. Some really exciting things happening, not just with the NBA, but of course the NBL. The NBL teams getting over there. We've already spoken about that before. Just an amazing effort by the NBL team and Kesselman's team to be able to get that done. But to be able to then watch them live, not just on League Pass either, mind you, which it will also be on, but on ESPN as well, which is fantastic for Australian basketball. And, of course, more great news with the NBL this week, because not only are they getting one game a week on SBS, we've now learned we're going to get two live game of the week on SBS. So great news there for the NBL on both accounts.
Yeah, no doubt. There's going to be after we spoke about the Blitz, out there wasn't a lot of ways to watch that. There's going to be plenty of other ways to consume your NBL action this season. Damo, thanks for joining us. Now, I'll tell all the listeners, of course, as always, if you want us to hunt down a guest, whether it be player, coach, whoever it is in Australian basketball, send us a tweet, let us know, drop us a line. We'll be all over it. Coming in the coming weeks, our big NBL and WNBL preview editions, they're starting to filter online as well at thepickandroll.com.au, at pickandrollau on all your social media channels. Damo, thanks for joining me.
Yep, and stay tuned on our social media channels on Monday. Big news. Big news.
All right, that's all we're going to tell you. Big news Monday.